Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know what time it is. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to the Mommy Mobs Morning Show. Man, I'm just so thankful to be here. A big shout out to everybody that's tuned in live and listening and turning up with me. You are definitely appreciated. It is, wow, April the 14th today, April the 14th, 2013. And on today on the Mommy Mobs Morning Show with your girl Diva Ebony B, I came across this article, and it's been all over the internet, all over the world, and video recordings and all about it. But a young lady by the name of Shanisha Taylor, she's 35 years old, and she was arrested for leaving her two sons, age 2 and 6 months, in the car while she went for a job interview. Now, Taylor was homeless and left her kids in the car for an hour while she interviewed. Now, there has been a lot of controversy going on, and also, she has received positive feedback as well as negative feedback, and Well Wishes has donated about 100K to her because they think that she was a victim of her circumstances. I want you guys to give us your feedback and what you would have done in this situation. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 847-350-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. I'm going to go ahead and go into a music break, and when we come back, we're going to bust the story live open. Of course, I got some Hey Now news for y'all, and we're going to do some mommy tips a little later on in the show. So let's go ahead and go to a music break, and I'll be right back. And I've decided to play Tamara Bubbles on the show. Big shout out to Tamara Bubbles. She is such a queen. I love her music, so I decided to play her music the whole show. So let's go. We're going to get into Pull Your Pants Up, Tamara Bubbles. Make sure you follow her on Twitter at Tamara Bubbles. Let's go.
Where did you get that from?
Where?
Who taught you that? Your pants look like they might just fall. And what good is that? Don't know why you put that belt on. If you ain't gonna use it, if you trip and fall, I'm gonna laugh. I might just love it. You may be bowling, but I can't take you serious. Cause you got booty cleavage. And I don't wanna see you. Said you may be bowling, but I can't take you serious.
Thank you.
protect themselves.
You hit three strikes. Who's gonna teach your baby? Show him to grow and be a man. How you gonna teach your baby from the slammer? How you gonna say happy birthday, baby?
Tamara Bubbles right there with, you know, her first track. PSA, big shout out to Tamara Bubbles. Go to www.tamarabubble.com. Again, that's www.tamarabubble.com and check out PSA, the public service announcement. Make sure you check out Pull Your Pants Up. And also, Baby, I Need Your Home is definitely hot tracks. We're going to be showcasing more of her music on there. But I want to go ahead and get into the story of about the young lady, you know, I was telling you guys about earlier in the show. It's an unfortunate, you know, situation that happened to Shanisha Taylor, but I'm gonna go ahead and play a little audio clip for you guys so you can hear it, and I want y'all feedback on it. I want to see how y'all feel about this on Mommy Mob Mondays. Let me go ahead and just load this up so I can play, and I got this off of YouTube too. So let me.
Right now, a mother is behind bars facing two felony counts for leaving her children in the car.
But what she was doing while her children sat alone may change your gut reaction to this story. CBS 5's Greg Argos is live to explain for us. Greg?
Yeah, seeing, you know, Scottsdale police say 35-year-old Shanisha Taylor, well, she was struggling to make ends meet. And so with her two children inside that SUV, well, she was inside a nearby office trying to get a job.
12:30 Thursday afternoon, Scottsdale police say 35-year-old Shanisha Taylor parked her SUV in this lot, then went inside an insurance office for a job interview. Problem is, her six-month and two-year-old were still inside.
We had a citizen call us. She saw a Dodge Durango, and she heard a baby crying inside. The windows were just cracked open a little bit. The car was not running. The kids were unattended at that point.
Scottsdale police arrived. So did Scottsdale.
We were there probably for about 45 minutes. The kids said that we had gotten the kids out of the car. It's been about 45 minutes from when the witness first saw the kids in the car to when the mother came back.
And that's when Sergeant Mark Clark says the mother told them she had no one else to watch her children and had to attend the interview.
She was upset. This is a sad situation all around. She said she was homeless. She needed the job. Obviously not getting the job. So it's just a sad situation.
Now Taylor's children are in the custody of CPS. And she's facing two felony counts of child abuse.
Now, Scottsdale police say those two children, well, they're very lucky. You may remember it wasn't abnormally hot yesterday afternoon, but Scottsdale police remind parents, they say, no matter what time of year, especially here in the desert, it's very dangerous and also illegal to leave your children inside a locked car. We're live here, Greg Argos, CBS 5 News.
That's CBS 5 News reporting on the story. I want to know how y'all feel about this situation. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Of course, y'all know Diva going to give her feedback on this because, of course, I'm a single mother, but I make it happen. I'm not saying that she was right for leaving the children in the car. Not at all. In Arizona, it's illegal to deny a person a glass of water in Arizona of how hot it is over there. But here you have a mother that's homeless, living out of her car with her two children. She does have a older daughter, which is like 9 years old, that they didn't talk about in the story. But she went in for a job interview and left her kids in the car. She didn't even get the job. That's hurtful. And I would say this is just one of single mother struggles. Well, let me say single parent, because we do got some single fathers out there. So Diva is not going to be biased about this thing. I wouldn't have left my children in the car. I would have had to just reach out to the neighbor, pray and believe that in God that he going to protect my kids while I go to this job interview. I would have tried to use all resources that I can. Instead of leaving my children in the car, I probably wouldn't even be able to be focused in the interview when knowing that my baby, and they little too, 2 years old and 6 months in the car, you know, I wouldn't have been able to be focused. Well, let's go to the mommy lines and get some love and see what y'all think on this situation. 253-359, you're now live on the Mommy Mob Monday show with Diva Ebony B. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Jermaine, and Tacoma, Washington.
Peace, Queen. Thank you for calling into the show.
Oh, you're welcome. that situation is so horrible. I mean, there's a lot of people, a lot of single parents struggling, and she was in a predicament. I just felt like she was in a predicament, and she did the only thing that was left to do in her eyes, take care of them or take care of them. And, you know, they have to eat. You still have to provide for your kids. And I understand, you know, it is dangerous to leave your kids. I don't encourage that at all, to leave your children in a car, especially at that age. And there's a number of things that have went wrong.
Yeah.
But in the same breath, I would not necessarily fault her for her trying to provide a better life for her family.
I wouldn't try to fault her either. I don't think that she should receive a harsh punishment, you know, behind the fact that she left the children. I mean, it's a circumstance. You got people who leave their kids in the car to go get high, you know, and who leave
right.
their cars in the car to go boink off. You got people who just leave their kids in the car, you know, to go into Walmart. All types of dumb stuff. I mean, seriously.
She tried to get a job. She tried to get a job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If she was anywhere else, I would have a different opinion. But she was trying to get a job. And the attack on her is just ridiculous. It's unrealistic how someone can just look at one end of that story. That is something you definitely have to look at, both aspects, the good and the bad to it. Not fair.
You absolutely right. You got to look at the good and the bad to the story. You just can't be biased and take one side and say, oh, you know, I mean, and plenty of harmful things could have happened to those kids. Those kids could have got kidnapped. They could have had heat stroke. Lots of stuff could have happened to those babies. Those babies was protected, and thank God for that. And she was showing that she was trying to protect them by cracking the window. The keys was left in the ignition. She had left the keys in the car. But the fan was running, but the car wasn't running, so she left the keys in there, and now she's receiving lots of support behind well wishes. Well wishes have donated at least $100K to her because they feel like she was a victim of her circumstances. And we have so many issues like this, a woman being the victim of her circumstances. And one thing that was said in the report, and a couple of reports that I have read, that where was the father at? You know, sometimes you a single mother and the father's, well, the father, where was he at? She was in the Air Force as well. This woman was in the Air Force. Wow. Just to even get your mind around that, you was in the Air Force with a career, and now you out with three kids, and you struggling on food stamps. And one thing I want to say, too, because her aunt had made a statement that she was living with her mother and her father, and the mother and the father worked, you know, and you know, they was full of pride. Do not let your pride get in front of you so bad that you will put your kids in jeopardy.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Yes. Yes. It's time for people to actually start practicing the village. I mean, that's a hard one because we know the world we live in, but it's necessary. Even if she applied for daycare, that's a process.
Yeah.
You're not going to get daycare the next day. You're going to have to wait.
At least 30 days.
They don't
days.
Talk about things like that. Yeah, they don't talk. There's a waiting list. How is she? Can you not eat for 30 days? Can you not have anywhere to live for 30 days? She was trying to provide a way.
What do you think the outcome is going to be in this situation with this young mother leaving her children in the car? Because we got our other queen that has shot in the air, and I need to get her name too, but she shot a warning shot in the air, so her husband at that time stopped beating on her in Florida.
Yeah.
And they just basically trying to railroad her when she just shot in the air to defend herself. So what do you think the outcome may be with this young lady who was trying to get a job, left her children in the car, Jimmy, what do you think is going to happen?
That concerns me because there's a couple of things that can happen. Either they will use her as an example. Mm-hmm. She's in Arizona, and their laws are very harsh.
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe it'll be enough people outside of the legal system and some within the legal system that'll support her enough to not allow that to happen this time. I don't think that the felony child, I could understand neglect, but they shot high in the beginning on her anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Child neglect, yes, not child abuse.
Abuse.
So they wanted to put a felony. They're trying to put a felony on her. She served our country.
Yep.
Does she not deserve some type of chance? Evidently, something was wrong with her not to be able to secure her career in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
So, regardless, she has some type of work ethic for her to try to get a job. She's not accepting just welfare. She's trying. This is what they say they want the women to do, mm-hmm. or the men to do that are in the system, is to retain employment. Now, it's a mixed message that they're putting out there on her.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to the people that do want to get a job? They don't get support in time, or they don't get enough support, or as soon as the system's just really screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not designed to come out of. It's designed to be trapped within. And as soon as you take a step over what they give you, then you're on your own. It costs so much to go through that transition into a better life. You struggle harder stepping out of it than when you were in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that shouldn't happen. We have a lot more successful people, a lot more women that won't have to face that situation. And I want to pray for her, because the CPS can't handle what they have. The best place for the children. She now has the means to not do that. Now she has money, enough time to and money to pay her children, pay for child care. They gave her the resolution to it. So what's the excuse for keeping her in there and damaging her and keeping her away from her children now? The problem is
they're going to try to pin her as an unfit mother as many ways as they can. But I don't see how you can say that she's an unfit mother when she was going to get a job. Like, she was in the next building over. Now, sometimes your pride to get in front of you, and you don't want to let anybody know what's going on. You know, you don't want nobody to know your problems and what's going on. I think that was her only mistake here, is letting her pride and getting ahead of herself. And
If that's the case, the military's at fault for that, because you still have to go back to her military training. She is taught to have pride.
Yeah.
That is.
But
that
as a mother.
Yes.
But as a mother, she had to come to some type of breaking point where she said, you know what? And my thing is, how many times have you left these children in a car like that? You've been moving around.
That makes a lot of sense. And that's a problem. But we don't know that. I didn't hear you.
I said we don't know how many times she have left the kids in the car. But sometimes you got to ask for help. And a good friend of mine, you know, actually had to say that to me. Like, hey, I got your back. I'm here to help you. You know, you don't trust everybody with your children. Little ones, big ones. But she really had to say to me, look, I ain't no phony person. I got your back. If you need some help, you need me to keep clean, I'm here for you. I know you just don't want to throw her in no child care. And I really had to, you know, I really had to see the genuine in it. And I believe that society has put us so much in and frightened us so much and put us in so much of a situation where we don't trust each other no more. That's why the villages are so weak, because we don't trust each other no more. And she didn't ask me for no money, no nothing. She said, I know you got things to do. I love the baby. I love babies. I just want to help you. I had to come out of my own thinking and say, you know what? She do want to help me. She don't want to touch my baby or do some freak boy, freak booty stuff. To, you know how your mind go running?
And you be like, not running, but yeah.
You know, your mind go running. You like, well, what, do you want to touch babies now? You know, and, you know, she's a genuine queen. She's nowhere near that type of person. But my thinking, my society thinking is like, well, why do you want to keep my baby? What kind of, do you want to steal her? You
know? Right.
I'm talking about craziness going through my mind, you know, but women, let me say single parents, though, because I said I'm not going to be biased to this thing. Single parents, we get into desperate situations and have to make desperate decisions, but we need to really sit back and realize when we do, we have help, when we are getting support, when there is a support line there, and not feeling like you a burden on somebody else, or not feeling like, you know, like you belittling yourself by allowing somebody to help you. If you ask the Lord for help, he send it. And here you are like, well, I don't want to be no burden. I ain't want to add. So this person's like, let me help you. Wow.
He sends them out in twos. Not once. He sends them out in twos.
Let's get into another music break right now. We're going to come back and do more on this story. I got this really good song that really relates to this topic right here, and it's called Dear Mother, and it's by Lady G featuring Sweet T. Let's go.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for all our blessings, Lord. I thank you for carrying us through, and I ask you to bless all our endeavors, especially the children. With a curse, and my mother leaving only made it worse. At first came the hurt, then came being treated like dirt. By the age of 3, I was on my own, a crazy father who would always do me wrong. Insane seemed to be his only tone. I prayed every night, Lord, please make me strong. That's when I would snap back to reality, in visions of these endless brutalities. So I swore I'd be good to the core, grow to be a woman way more than a whore. If life's a battle, I've been through the war. The things I survived would knock me through the floor. There's still so many things I dream I would do. First just make sure that this happens to you.
Dear mother, life was so hard for me, but I will always look out for my children. They didn't have a heart like me.
Now I look back at the past, how the hurt hit hard and so fast. Outcast, addicted to glass, just trying to get a fix, how long will it last? Back then I was doing what I do, then the doctor told me I would have you. Who would have thought that she would slow down? Everything I lost had just been found. Never would I let that pipe put me in the ground. The devil kept calling, but I didn't make a sound. Standing at the crossroads, staring at the gate, God, give me the strength to step up to the plate. Eyes empty, so void, we're so afraid. You were my gift, time to meet my fate. You were born into that curse, drawn into that cycle. So I called on the warfare angel named Michael.
Dear mother, life was so hard for me, but I will always look out for my children. I didn't have a heart like me, but now I've received my healing.
You got issues, I understand. Just know you always come before a man.
shoulder. This music's only making me bolder. Y'all getting older. Always knew mommy could do it. That's right, I told you. I thank God for all y'all. Couldn't put a thing in this world before y'all. Compassion, love, see, it's all unconditionally. And that's the type of love you can expect from me. You kids growing up so fast, and I just wanna be the one to guide you and keep you on that path. Save you from the pain that I've been through. I dream of having so much more for you. So keep your head up, put your faith in the Lord, and take your life and make it so much more. Lady G.
Dear mother, I was so humble.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
That was Dear Mama right there, Lady G featuring Sweet T. Big shout out to Lady G and Sweet T. I'm definitely loving that song, and it makes a lot of sense. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Mommy Mob Mondays, the Mommy Mob Morning Show, each and every morning. Well, Monday, excuse me, 9 a.m. on the west and 12 p.m. On the east. We're talking about this unfortunate story with one of our queens by the name of Shanisha Taylor. She was arrested for leaving her children in the car, her 2-year-old and her 6-month-old in the car while she went to an interview. We want to get your feedback on this. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Women, single mothers, single parents, we should not be punished for trying to protect or provide for our children, especially within those means. I like what you said about, you know, even with being on the system is set up really to keep you dependent. And also to separate families.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's designed for. Because if you're getting some type of assistance or whatever, you can only go but so far. You can only make but so much money. But it's only there to assist you. Remember that. This is assistance that's only here to assist you. It is not here to take care of you for the rest of your life, for 10 years, 20 years, you keep having babies. That's why they put a cap on it. But those little food stamps that you get in, that little cash that you get every month, it reminds you if you're getting any type of assistance, you have to put, if your child's father is not on a grant with you, you're going to have to put him on child support. Now, I need to do more investigation. I don't know, is it, when you get off of TANF, does the child support stop, or does he just stay on forever?
It continues until the other parent decides. They have the right to, as long as they're not receiving assistance, to stop the child support.
Okay, so once they stop receiving TANF and cash, that means he's not on child support anymore.
No, he's on it until she signs the paper saying that she doesn't want it to go through them. She doesn't have to go through the system.
Oh, she doesn't have to go through the system to get her child support.
Right.
But she can say after she gets off the public assistance, where does she go down to the child support office and say, I don't need it to come through the system no more. I can do it directly on my own, or what?
Yeah, she can.
Right, cool. And from my understanding, the reason why the child support, if you're getting cash, they collect that money
back from the father that they gave to you. So it's really not...
The majority. And another thing they need to know is when you, and they never tell you this, if he owes you back child support, say $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 for the women that are not, or up, it doesn't matter. But if they're on public assistance, if they're working first and they need to go into public assistance, and but they have a back pay for the other parent, that you sign your rights off to the back child support that he owes you. The state takes it all. I don't care if it's $5 or $50,000. It's gone.
Wait a minute. So just get this correct. If he owes back child support, you previously put him on child support before you got on the system. As soon as you sign that paperwork to get TANF from Welfare, all the child support that he owes, it back child support that he owes is done. It's over.
It's waived to them.
It's waived to Welfare now.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even know that.
Yep.
Wow. So they're going to collect all that money back from him, even if he was only getting TANF for 2 or 3 months up to 6 months. And so you get off, but now they now he owed them all that back money?
Yep.
Yo. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Loopholes. That's why they're so glad to do it.
Yeah, we'll help you. No problem. Yeah, we'll get that child support. Don't worry about that. And the reason why we're talking about child support, because now we're talking about where was the father at of this mother's children, you know, and did pride kick in where she wasn't communicating or reaching out to him and letting him know, like, look, I need help. I don't believe that he would want his children, any man, because men get a bad rap, and there's some good fathers out there who's holding it down, who's going through the motions with dealing with these crazy behind women. And I don't think he would want his children in the back of a Dodge Durango in 100-degree weather in Arizona in distress.
Well, catch 22. The kids shouldn't have never made it to CPS if that wasn't true.
Yeah.
He could have came and got him. He's the other parent.
Mm-hmm. You're right. He could have easily came and got those kids. He could have protected those kids. But did he have the opportunity to protect those kids? Did he know what was going on?
Yeah, red flag blue. Oh, the news. It's all over the news.
Oh, yeah. It's all over the news. I have to find a clip. And if you find one, Queen, send it to me about the father's reaction to this whole situation. I told you guys, and there's a judge, and shout out to this judge because she educated and regulated a situation with this particular racist man, and we're about to get into that right now. Let's go.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey Queen, gon' teach them. Hey Queen, gon' teach them. Hey Queen, won't you teach them? On the front line, Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Hey Queen, gon' teach them. Hey Queen, gon' teach them. Hey Queen, won't you teach them? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
To educate and regulate on this session with this Hey Now news. Now, here's my Hey Now news for today. Ohio Judge Gail Williams Breyer ordered Edmund Abbey to sit on a corner for 5 hours with a sign that reads, "I am a Billy," for harassing his neighbors who African-American children have disabilities. Abbey, the 62-year-old, called the kids ethnical slurs
and smeared dog feces on the kids' wheelchair ramp. When the kids would lose the ball they were playing with, AB would kick it across the street so they could not access it. Yes, he's a real racist jerk. Now, if you, AB was also sentenced to 15 days in jail and probation and an anger management class. This man is 62 years old with Mad Milk. If you want to get more on this story, go to www.newsone.com. Again, that's www.newsone.com. The judge was very smart, and I'm reading his sign. I want to read this sign to you guys. Let me just scroll down to get the picture because this is freaking hilarious.
Oh,
shame on you. It says, I'm a bully. I pick on children that are disabled. I'm intolerant of those that are different from myself. My actions do not reflect any apprehensions for the devised self-excluded community that I live in. And he was ordered to sit outside with this sign. Now, here's more of the story. And he goes to say, South Euclid, Ohio. Ohio man was who spent hours on the street corner Sunday with a sign declaring he the bully says that the punishment is disorderly conduct caused. Wait a minute, we gotta stop that. We got a commercial that just popped up out of nowhere on this website. Stop it. No, we don't want your commercial. Thank you. Damn. That commercial was serious. They're like, y'all gonna listen to this commercial? Wow, I'm just trying to read the article, man. Anywho, he got Mad Milk that he had to sit out there with that sign. You're 62 years old. You should have known better. Kudos to the judge that made you sit out there with that sign because you just being racist and unnecessary, and then you smear dog feces all over a disabled child's ramp. What's wrong with you?
Oh, Lord. That's just ridiculous.
Just
I love the punishment to it. We should put that judge on her case.
Yes.
She's going to know what to do. Love it.
I mean, it was just for him. And he said, the judge destroyed me, Abby said. This isn't fair at all. The sentence streamed from a neighborhood dispute in which a woman said Abby had bullied her and her disabled children for years. Abby pleaded no contest to the misdemeanor disorderly conduct charge. And Mr. McCourt, Gail Byers, ordered him to display a sign for 5 hours Sunday as part of his sentence. I got to post this to your page because he is super mad. Let me go ahead and post it to your page. He is super, super, super mad. And this is super funny. I mean, you should be put out there and displayed for your actions when you do something. Public humiliation, I think, is worse than jail time.
It is. It's a real lesson. They need lessons. They don't need punishment. You need lessons.
Well, that was a hell of a lesson. That judge said, you know what? I got something for you. I like her.
I want to write her a letter. Let's write her a thank you letter.
Yeah, let's write her a thank you letter. We're gonna see if we can get her on the show. Thank you, Judge.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, that would definitely be wonderful. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning live to the Mommy Mom's Morning Show each and every Monday, 9 p.m. on the West and 12 p.m. Good afternoon, East Coast, South, North and South. Y'all know I got love for y'all. But I'm just wanted to give out that Hey Now news. Girl, kudos to her because she could have did anything other than that. She could have just sent us to anger management, but he needed to be exposed for the things that he done. So this is for you, Judge. This right here for you, right here, baby.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
As public humiliation works every time, nobody likes to be humiliated and be put on displays for their wrongdoings.
Yeah. That makes a person go run, hide, and shell up.
Correct.
Let's talk about the babies. Big shout out to all the babies. All the babies growing out there. All the babies getting big. And all the pregnant mommies that's growing the babies. Big shout out to you guys. You're almost there. Don't give up. You almost done. Don't be like me at the end of my pregnancy.
Uh-oh.
And just give up and cry every day and just go through it. I was like 8.5 months and I couldn't take it no more. I was just done. I know that, you know, your pelvic, it felt like you got a bowling ball in between your legs. I know your back hurt, your feet hurt, you're nauseated, everything. I know you're emotional, but girl, it's going to be okay. You almost there, mama. So I wanted to give a little information from Baby Center for all of our 3 months old. 3 months old and 4 weeks. We got the babies that came out, and they're about 3 months now, so they're developing. Your baby loves to reach out and touch anyone or anything, so he or she can get her hands on. So with increasing coordination, you can reach for, or your baby can reach for or pick up things that pique their interest. You can help him or her practice her grabbing skills by outfitting her crib and play yard with fascinating toys, especially ones that squeak, rattle. Spending time in the activity saucer or under a floor gym offers the same benefit. And when they say a floor gym, like those little mats that come and it got like the mirror and the pieces that go to it that hang down and dangle, and they're laying on their back and they're kicking and playing, those. And then you can have an activity saucer. They're not recommending, well, my child's doctor, when we went to go get her formal checkup, didn't recommend that I get her a movable walking stroller because babies were getting hurt, falling downstairs, pulling things on top of them. He said get her the one where she can just lift up on her legs and stand. And come to find out, we were already ahead of the game because she has one. And it has the things that she can twist and turn and flip over and look at in bright colors. So when Queen start moving around, Queen just going to start moving around. Point blank, period. I'm just going to have to empty the house out.
Definitely.
It's going to be one of those situations. I'm going to say, yep, I'm having a furniture sale. Or I'm having a giveaway. Come get all this stuff because this baby has now started moving around. But helping them with hand coordination and helping them grab things, put things in their hand, food, carrots, just stuff that they can just play with. Keep doing it over and over again because you know if you do something verbatim, you become a master at it. You want to help them with that hand coordination because it's going to help them start to crawl too. They're going to start to need to use those hands to move around. So, big shout out to all the babies out there. We love babies and we love to see you grow and develop. And oh, this is what I wanted to say too. For all the smokers in the house, for all the secondhand smokers, mommies, protect your babies. Let them know, listen, there's a new baby here. Yes, you have to wash your hands before you touch my baby. Yes, and if you're a smoker and you live in a house, yes, after you go outside and smoke and whatnot, you have to take a shower, take off those clothes, put them in the washer so they can get washed, and put on different clean clothes. Because a lot of babies, the records are high for asthma and bronchitis because of secondhand smoke. And we know you love the babies, and you don't want to hurt them. So you can just kill it all by not smoking at all. You can just drop your little nasty habit. And then we all be good.
Yeah, and we're in Washington as well. It's very high count of pollen. You know, the kids don't eat that. They definitely don't eat that one. No way.
You got to live in your spotlight and not nobody else's spotlight, ladies. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We're going to take another music break, and then we're going to come back with more on Mommy Mob's morning show. Let's go. Jennifer Hudson.
Your girl Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Mommy Mom Morning Show. It's Monday. We up on the grind. We're talking about this hot topic today with Shanisha Taylor, 35-year-old, was arrested for leaving her two sons aged 2 and 6 months in a car while she went for an interview. We want to get your feedback on this. Taylor was homeless and left the kids in the car for an hour while she interviewed. And now she's getting a lot of support from well-wishers, has donated $100K to her because because they think that she was a victim of her circumstances. So call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard. We want to get your feedback on this. I got my girl Denai up in this thing. Chi-Town in the place. What's going on, Queen Peace?
What's going on, mama? How are you?
I'm fine. Of course, I wanted to get your feedback on this story that I know you've seen all over the net so far.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of a double-edged sword because mm-hmm. on the one hand, you really, I mean, it's dangerous, like extremely dangerous to leave your children in the car, you know, but and then it's like, damn, you know, she was trying to get a job interview and she didn't have the facility, she didn't have the money to, you know, have a babysitter. So it sucks. Like it's definitely that way it sucks. You don't, because you never want to encourage her to leave your kids in the car because your kids can die. So this is not something you should do. It's not a good idea. But, you know, you kind of understand the circumstances.
And you don't want to leave the kids in the car. I mean, in Arizona, it's illegal to deny a person a cup of water because it's so daggone hot over there. You know, and I can definitely understand that part right there.
But where did this happen at?
This happened in Arizona.
Oh, my. That's hot as hell. See. Yeah. That's crazy because this is, it can get up to, what, 100 degrees out there?
Mm-hmm.
That's so dangerous. She's lucky you got into those kids. That is so dangerous. I know the weather gets so crazy out there. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I don't encourage people to do it. But I do understand what the circumstances were.
What do you think the outcome is going to be with the with this situation with her leaving the kids? What do you think the judgment is going to be? Because right now they're charging her with child abuse. Not child neglect, but child abuse, which I don't see how this is a child abuse situation. I can see child neglect, but not child abuse.
Well, I can see child neglect. I can see child abuse because of where it was. The reason I say that is because there's been several stories that where kids have been left in the car for a very short amount of time and have fired stuff. So in that kind of situation, you know what I mean? If you think about how long it takes for a car to heat up and all that kind of stuff, it could have potentially been a deadly situation. And so I can see why they would say child abuse, especially if there was another instance where, you know, where there were bruises on the kids. You never know. You don't know what else happened outside of this.
Mm-hmm. No, you're absolutely right. You know, I mean, I can definitely understand that part of it. I can see where they would come from with child abuse because it was a deadly situation. Where the kids were in a deadly situation. And I'm looking at it like this, too. You know, people that left their car, the kids in the car to go get high, to go jump off, to go boink.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just stupid stuff. You know, and,
right.
and they always say God take care of fools and babies. You know, there's a
right.
saying that God take care of fools and babies, and I believe it because I have been a fool and a baby plenty of times throughout my life. But...
Right.
What I'm basically saying on this situation is, you know, this young woman was struggling. And sometimes your pride can get ahead of you, too. So let's remember that. Pride can get ahead of you. And there was a question that was raised, like, well, where was the father in this situation? Where was the dad? You know, and my question is, did the dad know anything about it?
Right.
You know, did he get a chance?
Where was the father? Where was anybody mm-hmm. in that damn family? I can't take these kids for a couple hours to have this woman go for a job interview. That's my
mm-hmm.
question.
The aunt did go on mail.
I bet you they're all coming out in the woodwork now. Now she got the money, all of a sudden they won't talk to her.
Exactly. They all coming out now, and the aunt was on Mel. She was interviewed by MelOnline.com or Mel something like that, and the aunt was just basically putting it out. Like, I thought she lived with her mother and her father, and... you know.
Wait, what?
She said, the aunt said, I thought that she was living with her mother and her father, and you know that she, why didn't she call me? I could have helped her. I ain't spoke to her in years, but they're a very proud family. She was talking about how they were a very proud family, and you know, they don't let people know about their problems and stuff like that. And this woman as well, she was in the Air Force. This woman was in the Air Force. And somehow in some way, I guess she got out of the Air Force or whatever happened. And she came, you know, she was down on her luck on food stamps, you know, and trying to build back up. But don't let your pride get to the point in front of you where it's going to put your kids in danger.
Right. Well, I think, and I think that then that might be one of the things why people are behind her, because the issue is we have a horrendous, horrendous way of taking care of our military. We don't. It's not in the budget. It's literally not having them help when they come home. Like helping them is not in the budget. Like everything, all the money that's in that military budget is for war and for guns and all shit. But there's nothing in that damn budget. I know this for a fact. There's nothing in that budget that is for actually taking care of military when they come home, because they don't expect them to come home. They come home, people coming home, they're coming home, they're broken, they, you know, they can't see, they can't work, or whatever, and so it's like, oh, what do we do? And if she's a military person, she definitely should have had more assistance than that. There definitely should have been some program, some VA. There are all these different, there's a program called Show Your Stripes.
Mm-hmm.
That iHeartRadio is doing. So, you know, there are all these different programs that should have taken care of it. I'm sure they're shopping out now. But, you know what I'm saying? Like, there are all these things that should have handled all of this.
And from my understanding, the support that you get, you know, in the military as far as child care and all of that stuff is when you're active. And I could be wrong. There may be some that are still getting child care support or whatnot when they're reserve or no longer active. In the Army, you know, and that was another big thing, like, you need to be active.
And that's the biggest bullshit in my life, because the thing is that, like, if you're active, that means you can go to war at any second, period. And I think people don't understand that. So if you're unactive, that means you probably survived some kind of war, and, you know, and you're trying to get back to your civilian life. And they make it so difficult to get back to civilian life. They're saying, oh, you know, you need to get a job. Well, how? Like, these poor kids are traumatized. You said that you're 19 years old, you went over to war, you've been to war for what, a year? You're 20 years old, can't even drink illegally. You know what I'm saying? You can't even drink illegally. You're sitting there stressed out to your mind because you hear fireworks and you think it's guns, you think it's enemy fire. So, like, there's all these different components that come with that. So it's not just, it's a tricky situation, because it's like, you think about it, you're like, damn. Okay, so she was in the military, that's another thing. So you don't know what that, you know, how what the mental state was and all the other kind of stuff. And so, and you think about that, and it's, like I said, you can see where they would have came to the child abuse charge. However, that I blame, if she was in the military, then I definitely blame the state for that, because y'all should have had the programs in place, and you start putting money in these programs for people that are in the military and are surviving and trying to get back to civilian life. There should be a job waiting for them. There should be no question about that.
There should be a job waiting for our soldiers when they come out. You know, there shouldn't be no question about that. It shouldn't have to be so difficult in carrying on. And the taxes that's being taken out and the taxes that's being raised that the civilians are paying, then it shouldn't be an issue. It should not be an issue. And child care is very, very high. Don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. Child care costs money. Y'all want to know one of the top reasons why we are in debt in America? I'm going to tell you two of them, medical and child care.
Okay.
The two most important, two most important things that we as Americans need. The rates are up high.
Yeah, my friend was telling me that, like, you know, some spots are charging $80 per day per child. And I'm just like, that's $150 a day. What the hell are you doing?
Yep, $80 per day. I mean,
day
what happened to the village?
Per child. What the hell?
Remember when it was $80 a week? If you are charging $80 per day for a child, shame on you. Shame on you.
I was like, wow. So I'm like, for the entire, like, for the day? Are you kidding me? She was like, yeah. I was like, wow. You know?
Well, girl, what child center
what are you
is
doing?
This? Put it out there.
I don't know. I'm going to find out, though.
Girl,
find out
who they is, because I'm sure going to call up that director live on air and say, how much is it a day for child care at your facility?
Yeah. you know, and like, and next thing you think about things like that, and she was even saying, she's like, you know, this is why, you know, black women have some, have such a hard time if they have children trying to work, because they try to gank them, you know, trying to take their check, you know, to take care of their kids, and that's not fair.
Working for child care.
Exactly. Working
that's
to pay bills, and that's the biggest
working
problem.
Working to pay bills.
Working to pay bills, and that's the problem. That's the problem we have right now. Everybody's working to pay bills, so can enjoy their life. They can't be like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and work, and I'm be able to save and do this and that. No, you can't, because you have no extra money, because you're, because taxes are going up to whatever. And they claim it's going to the schools. No, it's not. It's not going
no,
to
it
the
ain't.
Schools. It can't be. It can't be.
She said, no, it's not. Stop playing with me.
Please. Hold on, wait. Oh, yeah. We'll get into that later, because I'll talk about that crazy mess another time. But, yeah.
And
but no,
I'm
not going to school.
I can honestly, you know, sit here and say, you know, as a mother, you know, for every child that you have, you need to have a income to match the kid. I mean, if you
right.
got three kids, you should have an income for you, for your other, and your other two kids. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, if you have three kids, you should be making about $7,000 at least. At least.
Yeah.
Because those kids are not cheap. We're talking.
And if you, and you can have a job, which is fine, but have a business that you run, run a home business, you know, and have a legal side hustle. You know, even if that means if you at home with your child and you know you can't go nowhere too much, it's women in your neighborhood and in your complex that need some child care as well.
Mm-hmm.
And all that, oh, certified this, this, and that, so forth. We didn't do that back in the day. We needed to build
trust
with
one
another.
Exactly.
No, you say, listen, this is what it is. I watch your kid, you pay me up front.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the time you, I mean, let's just kick it. Let's just be real with it. You know,
exactly.
I do the weekend warrior. Every other weekend, I'm going to tell y'all what Diva do. Let me drop a jewel. Every other weekend, Diva has weekend warriors. The weekend warrior at her house. Meaning that you can drop your children off at 7 o'clock at night and pick them up by 12 o'clock the next day for $20. That is going
wow.
to include entertainment. That includes their food. That includes that day. And if you're late, if you 5 minutes late, it's going to be an additional $10. And every minute after that, every 10 minutes after that, it's an additional $10. But I have fun.
So you better come.
Yeah, I make sure you pick your kids up. So if you here after 12:05, it's going to be an additional $12. And
right.
every 5 minutes
and that's
after that,
too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Late
fees. And that's, please, if you drop your child out somewhere, please come back on time.
Yes.
People who are watching your children have things to do outside of
yes.
watching your children.
And that's why
therefore,
I the late fee, because that
mm-hmm.
puts them in a position. They come and pick their kids up, too. So just
sure
imagine,
sure.
I get a woman with two kids, you know, that's $40 for the day. She want to go out on a Friday, or she got something that she need to do on a Saturday, or whatever. I have made up to every bit of $300 to $400 in one weekend just watching kids,
yeah.
and I love kids. I did with them what their parents should have been doing with them. I went to the park. We hung out. We did
right.
arts and crafts. I made a really big pot of spaghetti. I got that garlic bread out and that salad. They was full.
Mm-hmm.
And we all
exactly.
sitting back watching Nickelodeon.
right.
But
you're not
and it
right.
was
yeah.
convenient for the mothers because we're close. They can just walk across
right.
the street and come and get their kids. Women
exactly.
want convenience when it comes to their children. They don't want to go all the way on the other side to drop their kid off, come back all the way on the other side, drop their kid off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this a risk to me? Yes, it's a risk to me. But do I love children? Yes. Do I work with mothers who want to work with me? Yes. Do I make it affordable? Yes.
Yes.
Is the money still being in, put in my pocket and still taken care of? The money go right back
yep.
to the kids anyway. So,
right.
come on. That's the problem with a lot of us. We letting too many politicians and government control us supporting each other as a community, as a village.
Right. Exactly.
We got to get back to governing our own communities, man.
We got to get back to sharing each other, but we got to get back to knowing each other. That's point blank. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah,
we have to get back to knowing each other.
Knocking on each other, though. I put little baggies on my, because of my Mary Kay business and because of what I do. But I just put a small little baggie. I put a small little note and say, hey, my name is Ebony. I just wanted to introduce myself if they don't answer the door. But I, especially the ones that live in my complex and within my building, it's six of us. So I need to know who on the side of me and who up under me, because I'm on the third floor.
Right. Because you might need to buy some sugar or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you know. I made Kool-Aid one day.
You know?
I am silly.
But, I mean, but it's true, though. Like, I mean, like, the, you know, we have, you know, all of our neighbors here. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and we have a neighbor upstairs who is a baker. So, like, actually, like, really? So when we have events or whatever, she's the first person we call to get sweets from because she's an amazing baker.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like, it really does take you. And then I have a client, you know, that's a neighbor. And so, you know what I mean? Like, there are different ways to communicate and connect with people. But if you don't take the time to do it.
Oh, Queenie, you want to say something on the mic? Go ahead. Speak on the mic, Queenie. Talk about it.
I see you.
Go ahead. Talk on the mic, baby. Talk on the show. Say what you want to say. You live on air. She like, I don't want to talk on the show. But we're going to start letting her. This show she can talk on because it's mom Monday. You can talk on this show. Now, when it's time to front line, baby, you can't be on front line.
We can't do that. Right?
You can't pop out of nowhere and be like, I don't like that song. Oh my God!
Yeah, but like I said, the whole thing is, we need to start raising our children. We are letting the TV and media all of us raise our kids.
You all right?
If your kids don't know their alphabet, but they know the Nicki Minaj song, they know freaking Lil Wayne song, we have a problem.
You need
here.
A whooping. You need a whooping.
We have
the
a
kids
here.
Don't even need discipline. You need a whooping.
Right. You know, I'm about to go watch my girl's story, and like, her son is 2, and he knows ABCs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so like, if you're 5 or 6 and you don't know that yet, we have some issues. There are too many programs. There's too much that you should, there's too many programs. There are, you know, there's too many programs on TV. There's too much technology out here. Outside of the fact that Joe lazy ass parents should be able to teach us how to anyways. I'm just saying.
Oh, snap. We coming to the end of the show.
I work with kids. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
That's how I know.
Yeah, Queen is absolutely right. She does work with the babies day in and day out. We have came to the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Mommy Mom Morning Show. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B and follow us on Twitter at Mommy Moms. Again, that's at Mommy Moms. And make sure you check out Denia. Denia, go ahead and put your information out there for them.
Definitely make sure to follow me on Twitter at Denia Azure. Check out the website www.deniaazure.com. And April 30th. Make sure you tune in to Next Legacy because that's Ladies Night Radio, which is coming back. And Diva Ebony is my co-host, and we're going to tear it down. Dr. Mary Bubba is the guest. It's going to be on the powder. Believe that.
Believe that. I'm about to get out of here. You guys make sure you keep God first, family second, and career third. We going.
Love you, Diva.